7:33, the Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night, joined on the line by Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca. Good morning, Katie. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Some of the highlights?
Yeah, so I'll start at the end of the meeting. We had our first application for an improvement on River Road, which is relevant because it's in the waterfront business zone. So this is the first application with our new regulation. If you remember, we did a pretty significant overhaul within the last month or two. So this has come in for a rowing club, and they have 12 residential units above. And it was fun to listen to them go through how they have met all of the requirements of the new regulation in terms of public access walkways and making sure that the water side has been maxed out as much as it could before they start doing land improvements. It was left open because there are some issues with traffic and truck movements that they need to demonstrate to the commission that will all work out, and they do have to go back to the Architecture Review Committee. But nonetheless, it was an exciting evening for me, at least.
Okay, I was going to say, so through the process, it was, yeah, this is good, this works.
Yes, yeah, it was just, you know, they've got rowing docks there now because there is a rowing facility, Row America, but they're going to be adding 20-plus motorboat docks, so there'll be a marina there, there'll be the rowing club, and then they'll have these 12 units, so it's exciting to see something come in under the regulation.
All right, what more mundane things from last night? What
did you have? Yes, right, and there's nine more. So one of them was One Kinsman Lane. You've heard me talk about this last couple of meetings. This was the Stacy's application in Bruce Park. They were looking to come in under resident medical professional office, and that wasn't going well because they don't actually meet the definition of resident medical professional office, and in fact, their site plan special permit was denied as a result. They did, as an effort to try to fix that, come in with a text amendment to allow for what's called a healthcare professional, which would have allowed, that's the use that the Stacy's actually fall under, and there was the usual opposition that we've heard before from the neighbors, but then interestingly, there were people from other areas of town that came in and said that they were very much against this proposal in their view, as it being an impingement of commercial use into residential areas. Anyway, that application was left open. So one of them was denied, and the text amendment was left open. The applicant believes that they can do more work there to satisfy the commission. Then we had a moderate income dwelling unit that does exist already. They would like to convert a storage room to a second bedroom. That was approved. Brunswick, they wanted to, this is on the King Street campus. If you recall, they had a track that they had approved on one side of King Street, and they came back in to us and said, no, we actually want to do it on the other side, meaning the side on the new property, the old Tudor Jones property. So that was approved. Then there was an open space violation. This is on the Mayanus River. It was a subdivision from a few years back, and one of the property owners within that subdivision got an approval for a dock but didn't read the writing on his approval from Peter Tessie closely enough and didn't go in to get his wetland approval, then decided to go through the open space with a path down to said dock, which is a violation of the Declaration of Restrictions. So they came in, tried to argue that it was not a violation. That was not agreed upon by the commission, A. And then B, they said, fine, let us change the declaration, and the commission was not pleased with that, although it was left open to give them an opportunity to come back with something that might be pleasing to the commission.
Okay. Is that the, what was that, on Lakeview Drive?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Then we had a lot line revision on Round Hill Road. That was moved forward, no problem. 204 Otter Rock. This was a very controversial subdivision in Belhaven. This is now, the subdivision was approved, and this is now one of the lots have come in. There were restrictions on the subdivision for things like one driveway and reduce the impervious surface. This application was actually left open. The commission wants more information. And then lastly, the Apple Store, this is on Greenwich Avenue, is the main manager of the store put it, it's just a employee break room upgrade. But so in the end, that was approved. The commission wanted more information for the last meeting, but that was approved. And then lastly, a large home on 19 Deer Meadow Place was approved.
All right, good. Katie, and what do we have for the next meeting, and when is that?
The next meeting is on April 30th. And, you know, Tony, you got me. I've got 3 hours of sleep last night because we switched rowing this morning, and I forgot to look up what is going on at the next meeting.
Let me see if I can find it. Let's see. Is West Putnam coming up?
Nope, that was a preliminary that was, we've got Balducci's coming up, so no, we won't have anything on West Putnam, but we do have Balducci's coming back. We have remember the road issue on Bryan Road, very controversial, the Aronson application. That will be back. The Greenwich Reform Synagogue will also be back at the next meeting, and Greenwich Country Day School, I believe, will be at the next meeting, but it might be on the May meeting.
Okay, what about the churches on North Street?
Yes, they should be back. We're just waiting for the drainage improvements on that one, so they should be able to move forward at the next meeting.
Okay, and I understand you're going to be speaking before the Chamber of Commerce about the POCD?
Yes, that is, I think, on May 21st. You can purchase tickets through the chamber. It's a breakfast luncheon. I'm very excited. Breakfast meeting. And I'm going to give an update on where we are with the plan of conservation and development. Just a spoiler alert: everything's going well. We do hope to get the draft out shortly. I know we've been saying that, but we've been going back out to certain members of the public, stakeholders, if you will, as many people as we can get. Actually, kind of just doing a check in with them. We've been meeting pretty regularly with the land use committee of the RTM. We like to meet with them again before this meeting with the chamber to get even more in depth with them on what we're doing with our objectives and action items, just to make sure, because that's kind of the bread and butter of this plan, to basically make sure we're in good stead there. We are finalizing our data compilation. That's kind of what's taking some time at this point. We feel pretty solid about the objectives and action items. It's just really the data, you know, getting everything all together, since it's obviously a substantial document. But anyway, things are moving forward. I'm looking forward to present it to the chamber on May 21st.
You've become a regular before the chamber, right?
Right.
Yeah. Is there a launch date for the POCD? Do you have a goal of when you'd like to release it?
We would like to be in the RTM meetings in the fall. So we'd like, I mean, right now it's basically ASAP, but having said that, it's much more important that we get it correct and that it's in good shape before. So we're not trying to meet some arbitrary deadline other than just ASAP. But having said that, we do want to get the plan approved this year if we can. And with that, we'd like to get it out to the public, give them plenty of time to read it and go through it and meet with us, et cetera, and then present it formally to the RTM in the fall.
All right, fantastic. Katie, as always, good job. Thanks very much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tony.
Take care. Bye-bye. It's Director of Planning and Zoning, Katie DeLuca, joins us each day after the P&Z meeting I met last night. WGCH Sioux Center time is 7:41, and time for